from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Jason Jones joins us the final hour of the show. I'm sure he'll have some thoughts on this. Kyle Shanahan on the situation with Brandon Ayuk. This is from our friend Nick Wagner. It's been at this point for a little bit, so nothing really new to me. I mean, you're always disappointed when you can't keep hold of your players or it's not going exactly right. I don't like losing anybody, so that's why I'm hoping it gets worked out here. But right now, we don't have that solved yet, so I hope it does. That's a quote from Kyle Shanahan.
If it does get worked out, say somehow it did, who do you think would have to give in?
Everybody. Because something is off. Like, there's something's off in all of this. I think there's a really important component that we don't know. I just don't know what it is.
For me, it feels like Brandon Ayuk is stuck on a number and the Niners just aren't willing to go to that.
But, and so my thing is, are they not even close to it? Like, if the number was 30 and he's at 28, the 49ers, that's within a reasonable negotiation window,
right,
in my estimation.
Right.
But if it's 26, that's not.
If
the 49ers are at 26, uh-huh, and Brandon Ayuk is stuck at that 30 number, that's probably not a reasonable negotiating window. That feels like, well, just walk away and we'll figure it out later.
So you don't think, so if Brandon's at 30 and the 49ers are at 26, you say that's too far of a gap?
No, not too far to
negotiate.
It, right? It just feels like that if you're at 28 to 30, there's good faith negotiation involved in that. Mm-hmm. Once you're at 26, and this is a sport where every single penny could mean, you know, Travarius Ward being back or whoever, right? Or how you renegotiate Trent Williams. That feels like too far of a number. That feels like where you get what we're getting right now. Hmm. Bickering, reports to Matt Maiocco, interviews on the pivot, FaceTime videos on social media, practice film being posted, they don't want me, man, Fresh Prince memes being put up or whatever. It feels like that's how you get to this range. If the difference was $2 million, that doesn't feel ugly to me.
We're talking all hypotheticals right here. If it's 30 and 26, and I think the Niners are on KC side, like what he said before, like they feel they can replace him, I think.
See, and the thing about it is,
like, they don't, like he's like, I think he's top 10, but that's not something where they're like, oh yeah, it's going to kill us or anything, mm-hmm, like that.
And so the reason why I'd ask you that question is because 30 to 26 seems like, it seems close. It seems like an easy fix.
But I don't think it is. And again, where every penny means so much in a position group where 30 isn't even the highest number. It's an elite category, but it's not the highest number. That feels really far apart to me. $4 million in this context feels really far apart to me.
And with that on the as somebody who hasn't been in these type of negotiations and just kind of an outsider looking at it, it's like you can fake your way to having a $30 million deal, quote unquote.
I feel like you can fake it from 28. I don't think you can fake it from 26. Unless you did I guess you can't, because Tyreek did it, but you saw what happened with that. They threw, I think, what was Tyreek's last year? Like $45 million? Yeah. And they're like, yeah, once you take that out, because he's not getting it, his average annual value like plummets.
I think the real hang up, and Drew Downs.
Somebody sleep. Drew Downs. Shout out Drew Downs, who he
just took the, yeah, shout out Drew Downs. Took the thought right out of my brain. I think the guaranteed money is where they're far off.
Mm.
And I don't know what either one of those are. And that, like, what the Niners are willing to do or what Brandon Ayuk is asking. But like I said, I hear what you're saying. I just can't wrap my head around it just yet that 26 to 30 is like this immovable gap. But if you're 15 million off of guaranteed money, that is something that is like, well, we had a stalemate here. Ain't nothing gonna happen.
Do we think we've reached the end of this? Like, as far as like, all right, Ayuk, go find your team and we're done now or whatever? Or is it, because I've seen this thrown out there too, like, are the Niners letting him find his value? Where he comes back or whatever, it's like, all right, yeah, we can work this through. It's like, do you think there's a chance they come back or is it over?
I think there's a chance they come back. I think there's a chance it gets slimmer by the day. And there's also an aspect of, like, this seems like the biggest thing in the world to us on a daily basis, but you read Kyle Shanahan and what he had to say. Kyle's looking at it kind of like, yeah, we kind of been going through this. Like, it's not this. My point is, it's not new to them. This is something that they've been working through. I don't know. Like, remember how, and I think this is a little bit more, but remember how dire the Debo situation felt. Yeah. Debo was in the club. There's like, sign the contract. He's like, nah, you know what I mean? It seemed like he wasn't coming back at all. And then Josina Anderson went, or no, actually it was Sheena Quick. Shout out to her. Yep. Who was like, yeah, he about to sign a deal. Like, it seemed like there was no coming back. Debo was gone. And he signed a deal.
Well, because what's got me thinking too is like the Patriots and Browns deals are already there. Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, I'm sure Ayuk knows what they're willing to, like, and his agent knows what they're willing to pay. They already know.
Then leak those deals.
What I'm saying, like, as far as like that, though, it's just kind of like if that's not agreed to, like, he hasn't said yes, like, then, like, is that going to happen going, like, no, how leak, sure is a deal going to happen, though?
Leak the financial deal. If the trade, according to whoever, Pretty Ricky, whatever, is Amari and a second rounder.
Uh-huh.
Or Kendrick Bourne and a second rounder, and you're doing in this with the idea of, well, we're obviously willing to offer Brandon Ayuk a contract extension. Leak that part. What are you offering him?
Which part?
The contract extension.
Well, that's not the first thing I'm thinking. That's not my business. That's not my business to leak if I'm the 49ers.
No. I'm not saying the 49ers leak it. I'm saying that one of the teams involved leak it.
Oh, well. Yeah, maybe, yeah. Yeah, but I would say one of the teams involved, and the names that you're getting are from a guy like Mike Silver. I'm looking at Mayoko in this situation.
I'm not getting any news from Mike Silver.
But that's what I'm saying. He the one they'd prefer, Bourne and all this other stuff. I'm looking at Mayoko. Mayoko is done, I believe, with the 49ers. And the 49ers are like, look, these are the teams that have offers. It's up to him. We're not going to say specifics because that's not none of our business. We're not going to create a firestorm in their training camp by saying they've offered us Kendrick Bourne. They've offered Brandon Ayuk $32 million. That's not none of our business. All we're telling you is these two teams have agreed to trade principles. It's up to Ayuk now. Now, if the Browns or the Patriots want to come out and say, yeah, we offered him $32
million, mm-hmm.
you know, and he still said he doesn't want to come here. That's their business. I would like for them to do that too. But that's what Big Dog is supposed to report on.
I guess my thing too is like, why hasn't Ayuk said yes yet then? If the deals are there or whatever, and New England is willing to pay or whatever, like they're both, like you have to know at this point what they're willing to offer you.
Do you think there's any truth to, we read it yesterday during the interview, Mayoko talking about Brandon Ayuk doesn't really want to leave.
Mm-hmm.
You think there's truth to that?
I do. Yeah, I do. I don't. How old is Brandon Ayuk? 24, 25?
I think he's probably 26.
Is he 26?
He's a four-year guy. Or maybe he's a three-year. I would say 26, 27.
Oh, maybe. He's not 27, is he? If only there were a device that could tell us.
He's been in the league. This
he's
is
26. He'll be 27 next March.
Next March.
I watched Brandon Ayuk this offseason and felt like he was playing football player. Mm. Like he was living out an episode of Ballers in real life.
Mm. Well, and look, to that point,
I don't think to answer. I do not think he wants to leave San Francisco.
To that point, I'm sorry. I keep referencing it. I'm sorry, but in that Pivot interview, he told me, he like, I like all this. I like being the center of attention. I like having my name in headlines. He said those were his words.
Kiss it goodbye when you get traded to the Patriots. But they spend the next 3 years rebuilding.
But saying that,
or whatever they're doing,
saying that is like not just playing for the 49ers. It's this offseason. Like there's a part of him from what he said on that interview that he likes all this. He likes that D'Lo and Casey is starting to show off with him in his situation. Those were the things that he was saying. It's like, yeah, I never really had this attention before. Like, you know, I'm all for this. So, like, you that goes to your point of saying playing cosplaying NFL receiver. It's like, yeah, this is what you're supposed to do. Demand a trade, and then. The 49ers said, all right, we got to trade him. Whoa.
So what
are you doing?
So what makes this more, even maybe a little bit more interesting is I was searching out Mary Kay Cabet. I don't want to mess up her name, but she writes for the Cleveland Plain Dealer and she covers the Browns. And I was like, what did she write about this? She wrote, what makes the Browns, well, Mary, package attractive is the fact that it would, she doesn't know the rules, that it would presumably include receiver Amari Cooper, although the Browns love Cooper, blah, 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 blah. But here's the part that's important. If Cooper is part of the deal, the two teams would have to work through the financial aspect of it because the Browns restructured Cooper's contract on July 25th, reducing his base salary to $1.21 million and giving him a restructure bonus of $18.79 million. The 49ers would likely either have to pay the bonus or possibly pick up some of Ayuk's extension with the Browns to make the deal work and give Cleveland the necessary cap space.
Well, they'd easily pick up the bonus. They've got the money today.
Yeah.
They got the money today. I mean, I think what does that mean for Amari Cooper's? Like, because I think he wants a new – he got this thing just to get him in camp, but he wants a new contract as well. What is he looking for?
Didn't he just sign one?
I think he signed what you just talked about to get
just
him
the restructure?
Camp. Yeah, to get him in there, get him in camp. But long-term, he wants a new deal. That's what I heard.
Let me keep scrolling. Hang on.
Cleveland.
Well, maybe the 49ers don't care.
Yeah,
they were like, yeah, we need it for the year.
Mm-hmm.
We would love Cooper for the year, and then we have our next plan in place. Or if Cooper lights it up, then we'll work out a deal with him.
Right.
Or we'll send his ass to New England.
That's always the threat. Hey, you want to go to New England?
Apparently it's not a threat. Apparently Brandon Ayuk wants to go to New England or wants to go to New England because they'll pay him.
Well, that's the hang-up. He don't want to go to New England. He wants
Do you
money.
Think he wants to be traded?
I don't think so. I think he wants the Niners to give him the money he's looking for. And if the Niners don't want to give it to him, he want to go to Pittsburgh or Washington. That's the scenario. He wants that. He don't want to go to New England. So I don't know if he's got some decisions to make, cuz I feel like it's not just the money at all costs. Like you mentioned earlier, he want the money, power, and respect. He might get the money, You might get the respect, but I don't know.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
You'll get the power. You know what I mean? And he's got to decide, all right, if I can't get all three, what am I willing to live without? Am I willing to live without an opportunity to win? Am I willing to live without an extra $4 million per season? That's what I feel like, that's what's in front of him right now.
Stealing with KC, brought to you by Sky River Casino. Coming up on Sunday, Sky River is hosting a brunch at SR Prime. Go to skyriver.com to reserve your spot right now. They don't open for brunch often, or at least they don't open for brunches like this very often. So you got to reserve your spot in advance. It is an amazing experience. If you haven't had the opportunity to eat at SR Prime yet, Sunday, August 11th would be a great day to do it. Again, go to skyriver.com to reserve your spot today. And we'll come back with more on this Brandon Ayuk 49ers situation. Plus, Trista Crick at the top of the 2 o'clock hour here with D-Lo and KC on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320.
A couple of things here real quick. Shout out to my man Greg over at Train with Map in Granite Bay. They actually got a facility in Roseville, too. He heard us talking yesterday about running and how I'm recovering slow and how I feel like I can't get 2 good workouts in a row. And he called our man JC here in the office and was like, hey, bring D-Lo into the gym tomorrow.
Uh-oh.
So, well, he brought me in and he's like, hey, man, I don't think your nutrition is right. So he set me up with some all-day BCAAs. He got me some stuff that will help me sleep a little bit. He got me a pre-workout, handed me a couple of things and was like, if you follow these in this plan I'm laying out for you, you'll be able to recover a lot faster than you are.
Nice.
So
nice.
I posted, make sure you follow the Train with Map, on Instagram. You could check out their website as well. That's linked on the page. And he even told me, he was like, hey,
if this combination of supplements, because y'all see me drink these BCAAs every day, I got my drink right here. Mm-hmm. He was like, if this combination of supplements works, we're gonna create a little D-Lo care package here.
Ooh.
Where we put the D-Lo and KC logo on Ooh. Your favorite supplements.
Okay, I like that. I like that.
So I know you're training. We need to get you. Yeah. We need to get you set up so you're doing it right.
Let's make it happen.
Got me a multivitamin, everything.
Hey, let's make it happen. You know, I need that. I need that.
Head over to my Instagram page right now at Damian Barling and follow all of those train with map GB that I tagged my most recent story in, because Greg's going to help get your boys right in.
Well, I'd like to. Can you unblock me so I can?
Come on, man. I already unblocked you on Twitter. I can unblock you on Instagram, too.
Please. Oh, no, I'm still blocked.
No, I got it.
I'm still blocked.
Hang on.
It's messed up, man.
You're unblocked now.
You see how they do your boy, man? It's crazy, man. It's crazy.
You're unblocked now.
Yeah. For what is it, like 15 minutes? It's like when you do airdrop, like 10 minutes with people that you don't know.
That's it.
It goes back.
That's it. That's it. And Mark Spears. Shout out to the Hall of Famer who tweeted, Joel Embiid doing the Anthony Edwards Three Amigos thrust at his booing fans after scoring again. No, Mark. That's not what he's doing.
Three amigos.
But salute. Salute. Had Snoop Dogg in the crowd doing it. That's fantastic. The Three Amigos thrust.
And I haven't seen Three Amigos.
I haven't either. Yeah. That's not my bag.
Not mine either. I hadn't seen it.
I'm sure it's wonderful.
A lot of people like it. Didn't they have like two or three of them?
I don't think so.
Am I thinking of that?
I think Kyle's going to weigh in. Are you weighing in on the Three Amigos?
Do you know who else who hasn't seen Three Amigos?
You?
Anthony Edwards. He's definitely not seen that movie.
He saw the Attitude Era, though.
Facts.
He definitely saw the Attitude Era. I am not ham, says Three Amigos back in the day was funny. It's so funny. Kyle gets really anxious when Jesse leaves, so he sits directly behind the board in case something goes wrong. Like, he doesn't know that Jesse, like, would probably get up and, like, leave for lunch and come back later, just knowing we're probably still talking.
That's not. I came over here to chime in. I'm going to go sit back at my computer now. But I am going to stay in this room for sure until Jesse gets back.
No, well, I know. And what's what makes you, but what makes you very good at this?
Yeah. Before you leave, I mean, if you some people maybe haven't heard the insiders. If you haven't, you're doing it wrong. But just in case, I got it at 85%. He's out of here. Your thoughts?
A week ago this time, I was 90-10. He's staying. Last night when my buddy asked me the same question, I was 60-40. He's gone. Now I'm 75-25. He's out of here.
Mm. Wow. Well, that escalated quickly.
Yeah.
I even went down 5% because yesterday it was 90% he gone. And then with the options that were laid out with, hey, New England, Cleveland, or bust, I was like, yeah, he might stay. So I went to 80%. But then Schefter was like, oh, the Steelers are back talking again. I was like, oh, well, let's raise it up to 85%.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I'll start calling John Lynch Danny Ainge. Thanks, Kyle. Go to NinersWire.com, by the way, for all of your 49ers reads. Read the article multiple times. Just open it, click on it, close it, open it, click on it again.
Simple as that. That's what I do.
Get all your 49ers news from NinersWire.com. Let's hypothetically go with both of your guys' instincts says that the 49ers are gone. Or excuse me, that Brandon Ayuk is gone from the 49ers. Let's go with that for a second. What impact does that have on Brock Purdy?
I think it impacts them potentially, but I gotta see it. I gotta see, you know, basically I gotta see him struggle without Brandon Ayuk to feel like.
Do you have no immediate concern?
I got concern just because Ayuk is a great receiver, and my mind tells me.
Telling you, like, no.
Well.
I don't know why you just don't say it.
Yeah, like, it's fine, dude.
Like I know you want to listen. Just say you want to listen.
I mean, look, if you, I've heard him recently. It's
Kenny
it's
Guru Caraway.
Well, I'm not defending the guy. I won't do that. But if you want to listen to him, some people can compartmentalize. Some people can say.
Let me see your playlist music. History. Open
My
up
playlist op- history.
Open up iTunes. Let me see your iTunes.
Will you stop it?
Let me see it.
Okay, Sharon Moore over here deleting playlists and all that.
Yeah, I deleted the last 52 songs that I play. But yeah, I mean, look, I'll say I'll listen to R. Kelly.
He still, still hasn't shown us the playlist.
Exactly. All you Michigan guys, too. A bunch of just
Are you or are you not listening to R. Kelly?
No, I'm not listening to R. Kelly. Last thing I listened to was
Oh, so you can remember the last thing you listened to.
Yeah, of course. The last album I was listening to was Mustard's album. That's what I was listening to yesterday.
That was I didn't pretty ask solid, you what way. You were listening to yesterday.
Well, I didn't drive the day.
Have
before.
You resumed your listening of one R. Kelly?
I'll put it to you like this.
We'll do it this way. We won't say the man's name. We won't say his name.
No.
His initials are R. Kelly. Have you listened to that person?
No. Listen, because I don't want to be disingenuous. I'm not here saying I ain't never listening to R. Kelly again. I'm not going to say that. Have you resumed it? No, I haven't listened to him, but it's not because I just won't listen to him. That's what I'm saying. I don't want to be disingenuous, but I'll never listen to R. Kelly again. No, I'm not going to say that. I won't say that, but I'm not currently listening to him.
Okay.
Are you in that vote where you'll never listen to him again?
Boy, it's getting tough the amount of times he's come up in the last 3 weeks between the two shows and Twitter.
Yeah, I mean, like, that's why I say I don't want to be disingenuous. Be like, I'll never listen. No, that's not the case.
I say the same thing. I was like, yeah, you could put on Sex Me. You could put on Honey Love. Just remember he's talking to a 12-year-old.
Yeah, there's.
Just remember he's talking to somebody's preteen daughter.
Well, so there. What about the song?
Just remember he hit you with Lil' Cute Aaliyah got that vibe when she was like 11 years old.
So is that the X factor with listening to him? Like the song, you have to feel like the song is about.
No, I just won't listen to him. Like, I'm not going to. I can't believe I Can Fly isn't even a good record.
Well, are you saying it like it's not a good record or you're not going to listen to it?
Like, it's like, oh, that's such a great. No, it's not. It's not a great.
Fantastic song.
It's not. Like, who goes, man, I really want to hear I Believe I Can Fly?
That's a Space Jam song to me.
Yeah, that's all it is.
Great song. It was a great song.
The one he did with Celine Dion was way better than that one.
No, it wasn't better. It was good, though.
Way better.
That song was way better. That's always not bad.
She probably wanted to do it at the Olympics and couldn't. Still Won't Soul Wish is.
Why do I need to show you my playlist?
Well, I didn't say you needed to. I asked to see it.
No.
See?
No. Why would I do that?
No, that's
fine. But I keep it a stack. Like I said, I just haven't been moved to listen to R. Kelly. Like,
I don't need to
listen. You know what the show is? Because he's been listening to a lot of Drake lately, I bet.
I told you what I've been listening to. I've been listening to Mustard.
No.
I listened to Eminem. I don't know when that'll be played again. I listened to.
I don't know why you just acknowledge you don't like someone. You don't like Eminem. Like I said that before. And then we got into this thing about M being one of the greatest. And you're like, oh, no, he's not. He doesn't have club hits. And then you change course on that. And then the album drops. The album's loved. And you're like, yeah, it's not very good.
No, the album is loved by kids in Rockland.
Oh, so Drake fans.
Oh no,
Drake fans love it.
But they don't matter. The kids in Rockland, the kids of Whitney, they love Eminem.
Okay, so the Drake fans love Eminem. I get it, the same people.
I ain't never been nowhere and heard nobody bumping no Eminem. I've been somewhere and I've heard people bumping Drake.
Okay.
That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, no, that's fine. But Drake is the star of he is because the girls at Whitney listen to him.
Sure, but that's like half of the people that listen to him on a regular basis.
Hmm.
You're discounting the other half. The other half, I ain't heard Houdini over there.
Yeah, we play Houdini to a pretty large audience every hour and 15 minutes on our other station.
We do. We do. Now, I need to hear, because that would mean that they're listening to 102.5 in their cars. Or hell, play 102.5 at the brunch. I don't care. Do that. We got enough hits to make that happen.
I can tell you what I've been listening to. I've been listening to my station, a special playlist that I made.
That's usually where I go.
Janet, Flashback. I did listen to Vultures. That was...
How was that? I haven't listened to Vultures. How was that?
It's not good. So I mean, you know what it is? You know the best way to describe Vultures, too, is it's just forgettable.
So that I was going to say, like, I can't imagine Kanye and Ty Dolla $ign just having trash. Like, there's going to be a level of quality to the music they put
together.
There's
nothing, there's no reason to ever listen to it again. There's no, like, storytelling component. There's no bars. There's just like, okay, it's exactly what I expected it to be. Mm. By the way, the album's probably like a year and a half old now.
It's like, that's all right, a shoot.
Like, that's a shoot. Whatever. Keep it moving. My Michael Jackson playlist is on here. The new Killer Mike. Khalid, 102.5 bringing you Khalid.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed.
At the venue coming up, Usher, Chris Brown. God, that got run.
Yeah, Chris Brown.
And Keisha Cole. That's what's on my recently played list.
I was listening to a lot of Chris Brown for
no problem sharing that with anybody.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah. Listen to Chris Brown for 3 straight days.
Chris Brown been going for 2 weeks.
I told you after the show, I was like, you know what? I need to listen to Usher. I need to compare and contrast while it's fresh in my head.
You know, I will say, you know what I put on a playlist that I have that I continue to add to that I haven't changed the name to.
That was it Bump and Grind? Changed. What was it called? Body's Calling?
Body's Calling.
Oh.
I was listening to that playlist. I was like, man, I need to change this title. It's got to be something different.
Kyron says, when Kenny uses the phrase, I'm not currently listening to R. Kelly, it's because he's working at the moment. Can't listen to it.
Will you stop it?
Oh, everybody saw through that. That was funny.
Nah, like I said, I'm not, somebody was asking me that. I'm not really just moved to listen to him. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't need to listen. There's other songs that I can listen to or whatever the case may be. But I'll bring a off-air conversation on. There was a thread of, like, what's your favorite R. Kelly songs by one of these music Twitter handles. And I went through the comments, and they had, like, videos playing and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And I was like, damn. The hits are there. The hits are there, but I don't know. I don't have no urge to listen to R. Kelly. Maybe I will next week. I will say I'm not gonna say that, like, oh, I'm just never gonna listen to him again. No, I won't say that.
Okay,
because I think that would be disingenuous. I'm sure
man won't listen to Eminem's new album, but he'll listen to R. Kelly.
I listen to Eminem's new album, and how you feel about Vultures is how I feel about that album.
Nah,
listen to it. Don't know when I'll listen to it again.
I can't lie. I listen to Houdini and I'm like, this belongs on a kitchen cleaner commercial.
Houdini is a one of one on that.
Yeah, it's the
beat. It's the beat.
Yeah, there's no other. That like, that song and its launch was done for a specific purpose. Mm-hmm. And it worked. Like, it worked to perfection. And thankfully, that is a one of one on that record.
That's the only song like that on there.
Yeah.
Can we go back to the 49ers real quick?
Yeah.
Sure. If Brandon Ayuk is not there, like that's Purdy's guy or whatever, right? If he's not there, can Deebo Samuel be that number one receiver? Can he fill into that role? Like, Deebo, we need you to get open here, all that stuff. Because he's a playmaker, we all know that. But can he be that number one for the 49ers this season?
I don't look at him like that. I don't look at him as being like a number one type guy that's going to get, however many carries Ayuk got, catches Ayuk got. And yards, you know, he's more of a playmaker as opposed to a possession guy. Like I look at Brandon Ayuk, so he'll lose that. And we'll see if anybody steps into that role.
That's what I'm asking. Like, where's the impact? Where are you going to, like, how do you say, not cover up that impact, but just fill that spot up? Like, who's going to step up then? Not saying it has to be, like, Debo or whatever, but, like, maybe McCaffrey gets more involved.
Well, no, they need to find a wide receiver to get more involved. Like, it's great to have the playmaker that is Debo. Mm-hmm. And it's great to have the playmaker that is Christian McCaffrey. But asking Christian McCaffrey to all of a sudden catch passes like Brandon Ayuk, that's a recipe for disaster.
Because I like
Kendrick. I think asking Debo to do it is a recipe for disaster.
I mean, I think it would be a guy, and I don't think he's as good as Brandon Ayuk. So it's gonna have to be a group effort. But Juwan Jennings would be that guy. He's the guy on a good number of the third downs that Brock is looking to. But now they're gonna need him on first and second. And that's one of the reasons why I say it's, you know, to be determined. I know this guy isn't as good as Brandon Ayuk today, but we'll see what Ricky Pearsall can do.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And if,
well, he wasn't drafted where he was drafted for no reason.
Yeah. Yeah. So
they obviously believe in him.
I do think that if they're going to get back to where they want to get back to, like, someone's going to have to step up as far as a wide receiver. Like, someone's going to have to fill in for Brandon Ayuk's production and all that. I don't know if it's Pearsall or who, but I think, like, I could see that hurting them.
Well, I think
they're not the top. Like, not saying they're going to miss the playoffs or anything like that, but just more so maybe they're a little bit more vulnerable and stuff like that.
I think to Casey's point, though, through the season, through the 17-game season, it's multiple people. Mm. And then in the playoffs, though, is where you need, like, Brandon Ayuk, Debo Samuel has to be healthy in the playoffs. Christian McCaffrey has to be healthy in the playoffs, because when you need a guy to go to, it's probably going to be one of those two.
Mm-hmm.
No matter who steps up. And that could very well be the case if Brandon Ayuk was there, though. If Brandon Ayuk is there, you're confident in going to another guy.
Yeah.
Like, you want to go to your certified playmakers in that situation. And I think to a lesser degree than the other two, not to a lesser degree, in just a different way, I think Brandon Ayuk is a playmaker too. That's why, mm-hmm, I want this to work out for San Francisco, mm-hmm, and Brandon Ayuk.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm still of the belief it will. I think he's going to be a 49er.
I hope you're right.
It's because Lauri Markkanen. Maybe that's why. Maybe that's the sole reason why.
If he's not traded by tomorrow, I think you might be right. I feel like if he's not traded by tomorrow, then it's kind of like we let Brandon see his value. Like, he saw it or whatever. Now he's coming back. Because, like I said, the deals, like, the Patriots have a deal there. Like, I'm sure we hear it all. Like you said, we hear it. They want to pay him. They're going to pay him. Like, Brandon Ayuk, I'm sure, knows that. So, like, why is it not done? Like, they're there. The framework is, it's all there.
Because he don't want to go there. He don't want to go to New England. You don't want to go to Cleveland. So, to a certain degree, like we've been saying, it's not just the money. He wants the money in the way he wants it. There's nothing wrong with that.
Maybe Pittsburgh figures something else out. Like, it's weird that they just got back into it today or whatever after hearing that they were done. So, mm-hmm, maybe they got tipped off to something. I don't know.
Yeah. I don't think the 49ers, you know, it's a hit if you leave. If you lose Brandon Ayuk,
mm-hmm,
it's a hit. You know, while you don't know, because you haven't seen the guy and you don't know what it looks like, I can't imagine Ricky Pearsall comes in and comes close to what Brandon Ayuk,
right,
did last year.
Right.
And I wouldn't put my money on that. So you lose Brandon Ayuk, and, you know, that's a hit. That's something that, just something else that you're going to have to factor in and try to improve on. That also does that assumes you don't get nothing in return, right? So if you're trading Brandon Ayuk, I think it seems like the 49ers want to trade him for a player that can help him right now. And if you traded him to Cleveland for Amari Cooper, I don't know if the impact would be felt much at all.
If you could get him for Amari, that's where it's like, all right, like, yeah, it's not working. Whatever, we'll take Amari. Like, I don't think the 49ers are really missing anything. Like, I use a better receiver, but Amari can fill that spot.
I think the player in return is super important.
Mm-hmm.
Like, because, you know, so it feels like in the NFL so often it's focused on some sort of draft, mm-hmm, compensation. If getting a player the caliber of Amari Cooper back, yeah, that's a huge deal. If that's the case, that's all speculative, by the way. That's, mm-hmm, people working through the salary cap, figuring it's not much different than what we were doing earlier when we were inflating Brandon Ayuk's salary and removing,
right,
salary, you know, removing players from the 49ers roster because of the inability to afford them anymore. Mm-hmm. That's what people are doing with Amari Cooper. It's like, okay, it's a wide receiver. The easiest thing to do is to replace a wide receiver. Oh, look at that. Amari Cooper's money fits the whole thing. Okay, this would make sense. Mm-hmm. Amari Cooper comes to San Francisco and has a chance to win a Super Bowl, and Brandon Ayuk gets paid and goes to Cleveland and in one of the toughest division in sports. But depending on what version of Deshaun Watson you got over there, you've got a shot.
Yeah.
You got a shot over there. It's not New England. England's bad.
Right.
And I think I'm alone on this. I don't like the Commanders either. Pittsburgh will be interesting.
New England is also a bad move, I think, for the 49ers, because it's not that Kendrick Bourne isn't a good ball player, but I don't think he's anywhere near Brandon Ayuk.
Kendrick Bourne is a number three receiver at best, probably.
He's nowhere near Brandon Ayuk. At least you can rationalize a Cleveland deal and say,
LeBron James.
Is he busted open?
Oh, no. His eyes.
He's busted open.
He's a crimson mask. He's not bleeding. Oh, he saw multiple rims. Oh, LeBron. Oh, please let LeBron be okay.
The broadcast even went to commercial right now because they're like, well, all right, we know he's going
to
be down.
Ooh. Wow. Ooh, I think he took an elbow to the eye.
Yeah, maybe he caught the corner of the elbow.
That's what it looked like. I don't think he's faking it this time. Oh, goodness, he did. Oh, that, I'm sorry, King. That really hurt. Oh, man.
Ow.
Ooh. It looked like it was a straight corner of the elbow right in the eye.
He might be concussed. That hurts.
I just was hoping he'd look at the camera with that great meme look. That's when you know he's really hurt, is when he doesn't do something funny. This boy
get
cooking.
Get well soon, LeBron.
Man, this boy cooking. Yeah, USA up by damn near 30. Like they're putting this thing away.
He needs to put dye back in his hair too, by the way. Like either go full fledged or don't.
No, let him rock.
No,
let him rock.
Storytelling a little too much here.
That's all right. That's all right. The front of his hairline is flawless though. Oh, yeah, he took a shot. That was legit. He's got 12 points on 5 of 6 from the field. That's a 9 assists, too.
I think so.
If he told us he couldn't see after hitting a 3 next, then I'd believe
he's
him.
So great. So great.
Believe him this time.
74-51, USA is up with 5 and some change left in the third quarter. Again, France and Germany advanced in the other semifinal. The other games. Quarterfinal, thank you. Advanced to
Serbia as well. Serbia and OT.
Yeah, I was following that game but didn't get to watch it.
Yeah. I saw it after the fact. Or saw like highlights after the fact. Yeah.
Yeah, Jokic had him a little day.
Yeah, man.
Shocker.
That's who USA would play next, Serbia. So mm-hmm. Serbia has had the best game against them so far in these Olympics. So we'll see what that means. Do we know right now that Jason Tatum is not playing in the next game against Serbia?
Yeah.
I don't know. KD hasn't played much today. In fact, has he played at all? Oh, no, he did.
KD's on the floor right now.
Okay, I've seen him take a shot, so I know he played.
Yeah, he's on the floor right now. All right, we'll come back. Trista Crick. Going to join us at the top of the 2 o'clock hour. We'll talk USA basketball with her as well. We'll continue to talk about this Brandon Ayuk situation. Of course, we'll keep you updated. Should anything happen at all, we will definitely keep you updated. It's Stilo and KC, brought to you by Sky River Casino here on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320. Mark Spears, I didn't see it on the screen. We were watching an unfortunate video of Christian McCaffrey at today's.
Percentage has gone up.
I guess LeBron went back to the locker room.
Mm.
Is that LeBron on the end of the bench right there? Did he cut? No. He went back to the locker room.
Something that you worry about right there is an orbital situation.
He took a pretty tough shot. Kind
stop,
of a
stop it, Anthony Davis. Yeah. Why didn't you just shoot the shot?
Yeah. Bench Anthony Davis. That's LeBron on the end of the. Isn't that? That's not LeBron James at the end of the bench.
No, that's Bam.
LeBron. Oh, that's Bam. Oh, that's long tights. Yeah, yeah.
LeBron.
My bad.
LeBron
my
ain't
bad.
Got no headband.
Yeah, he got the long tights. Yep.
Oh, LeBron needs to walk out with an eye patch.
Oh, that'd be so good. So good. So here's the audio today.
Part of my job. It's not part of my position. I think obviously as a former teammate or you know
Oops.
Teammate of his.
That was Christian McCaffrey. Whoops. Teammate. Any teammate. Like,
That's
not part of my position. I think obviously as a former teammate or you know teammate of his in general. Any teammate that you have.
Any teammate. Just teammates. Oh, poor Christian McCaffrey. That's tough.
Casey, how would you feel if the Niners took that Patriots deal?
Because
that's the one where it's like you've been saying like almost where it's like yeah you can go there or whatever, which that's not enough. Like Kendrick Bourne and a pick is horrible.
Well, no, I wouldn't say horrible. If you're getting a second rounder, you're getting like that's like a damn near a first rounder with that team.
Yeah, but you're trying to win Super Bowls this year.
Yeah, well, he's clearly not going to play.
You think Ayuk holds out if they don't trade him?
That's what it feels like. He's not going to play. So get what you get. I would try to get more, obviously, but you know, there's a couple things going on. Like, what if none of those other teams are giving you a player better than Kendrick Bourne?
Honestly, then I'm talking Kyle. Like, I'm just Ayuk is you're here then.
Cleveland already is allegedly.
Allegedly,
that's the one where I'd be okay with them taking. But like, I don't know what the Steelers. I don't think have anything for the Niners. I don't like Kendrick Bourne. Like the pick is fine. Like I said, you need a top receiver, like a receiver for your offense and all that. Mm. Like if it's not Cleveland at this point, from the Niners, kind of all right. Stick around here though.
I don't know. I don't know what you would or should do in that situation. Like I said, it depends on what you're getting. I couldn't imagine the Patriots giving up a first rounder in that deal.
It's not the way that they are.
Yeah, they're going to be the worst team in the league.
That'd be insane.
I agree. So I couldn't imagine that, but you get a second rounder there. A second rounder from New England is the best pick you'll get. Do we agree with that?
Yeah.
A second rounder from New England.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is like pick 35 or something like that. That's the best pick you get. Kendrick Bourne, from what we know, not the best player you get.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Again, if any of this is true.
Right. All right. So, yeah, I don't know if I was Brandon Ayuk, I don't know. I try to talk to these guys again. I said it yesterday, and I just feel like both of those guys, both sides, should be trying to give a little bit. No, the 49ers, I know they get stubborn with these negotiations and all this other stuff, but we got to give a little bit.
Norman, the chat throws out Terry McLaurin in the third. Washington, get back in here. I would take
third
that.
Third good enough. Cause that guy,
not even with Terry McLaurin?
I'm serious. That Washington and Pittsburgh stuff, that's a different price than Cleveland and New England. That's how I feel right now. Well, because now...
Well, Washington because of the NFC?
Washington because of the NFC.
Why Pittsburgh?
Pittsburgh because, I mean, there is an aspect of you're not just going to get what you want in this situation. You're not going to just get what you want because you're hamstringing us in our situation. We're trying to win a Super Bowl. We want you here. We're trying to get this done. And
so because he wants to go to Pittsburgh, you won't send him to Pittsburgh?
There'll be a different price. Remember, I told you that's how I feel. Would I actually execute that? I don't know. But my first thought is that's a different price. And I think that's what happened yesterday. I think that's how the 49ers are going about it too, or were. Maybe things change now with Pittsburgh coming back to the table reportedly. But yeah, Pittsburgh has been hot on the tails of Brandon Ayuk since all this began.
Mm-hmm.
And the report, but I'm just going to take it at face value that they just said, nah, we're out of this. It had to have been. Niners probably asked for something crazy. something that I wouldn't trade if I was Pittsburgh.
Okay. Third quarter has come to an end in Paris. And the game's actually in Paris. The basketball team's playing in Paris for the first time.
Well, the women will be playing for the first time. Haven't the men's men always been there?
No.
Well, what they've been doing in that arena in Paris?
I don't know. I have no idea. But they were playing in the same town. I forgot the name of it, that the women were. 94-71 right now, USA is up entering the fourth. LeBron went back to the locker room after taking a pretty nasty elbow to the eye. At the time of exiting the game, he had 12 points, 9 assists on 5 of 6 shooting. You asked just before the break, or stated before the break, you thought Booker was cooking today. He, in fact, is. He's 5 of 7 from 3. 18 points for Devin Booker in this one.
Good book.
Along with 3 assists. Joel Embiid got 14. He's 5 of 6. America shooting 58.1% from the field, 50% from 3, 92.3% from the free throw line. Only LeBron James has missed a free throw for America. 6 steals on the day as they just putting it to Brazil.
One of the, I don't know what they're still shooting at this point, but at one point they were shooting 59% at the half. They were shooting 59%. And if these guys are hitting shots.
They're shooting 58 now. I don't know if you heard. Yeah, they're shooting 58% now.
Yeah, ain't nobody. They don't. Not only is nobody beating them, nobody's coming close. Nobody's coming close because they play good. They've committed enough at the, like, sometimes they could be elite, but worst case scenario, they committed enough on a defensive end where you're just not going to be able to keep up with them if they're shooting 58% from the field. You have no shot. Nobody does.
These little buddies in Brazil, I think, have resigned to that three-point shot. They don't want to get in there with KD and AD as they down around that rim area. They're shooting. They're getting them up from behind the arc. They're at 33 point attempts already. Kevin Durant passed Lisa Leslie to become Team USA's all-time leading scorer in this game as well.
Congratulations.
Yeah, that's a hell of an honor for Kevin Durant.
Congratulations on that.
I wonder where Melo was on that list.
I always thought Melo was the men's leader, at least. I didn't know about the women's leader, but I always thought
maybe he was. Yeah, maybe he
Melo
was.
Olympic Melo was
special.
You had to be there. You had to be there.
Well, you had to be there for Hoodie Melo. Hoodie Melo and Olympic Melo are spectacular.
I remember him telling the story of Hoodie.
Still doesn't look. It doesn't look like LeBron has come back to the bench. Go ahead.
Carmelo told the story of Hoodie Melo. It was actually pretty interesting. He said that came out of depression. He said he was, not able to get a job in the NBA. Nobody would.
That was after the situation with Houston.
I think so.
Where they just left him.
Yeah, and the whole Hoodie was like he didn't want to be seen. Like, he didn't want nobody to see him. And he went out and worked out and was, kind of depressed, maybe embarrassed and all this other stuff. And he would work out with this hoodie on his face because he just wasn't proud of what was going on. And, it's fine. I don't want to over-exaggerate and say a movement, but it's a legendary basketball moment, Hoodie Melo.
Jordan, Bron, Kareem, Hoodie Melo.
It's up there.
Top four.
It's up there.
I was so confused.
I don't know how we don't have Hoodie KG. Remember when KG wore the hoodie like half off of his head? Yeah. And it just did, like, it didn't fall. It was like it was taped or like somehow magically.
He had an aura. He had an aura to be able to do that.
That is crazy.
I was confused earlier with Olympic play. Where in that France-Canada game, late in the game, Evan Fournier goes up for a shot. Powell comes up to take the charge. Fournier lets the ball go, then charges into Powell. Shot goes in. They said the shot counts.
Mm-hmm.
And then Powell still took the free throws. And I guess that's just an Olympic world, but maybe that's a different quirk than the NBA. But, yeah, not only does the shot count, but Powell shoots free throws. I was so confused.
Give me that again.
So Evan Fournier commits a charge.
Right.
He shoots it when he's committing the charge. Yeah. The shot goes in.
Yep.
Ref says count it.
Yeah.
Foul on Fournier. Powell goes to the other side to shoot free throws. Unless I had the volume down, so maybe it was explained. Maybe I didn't read it right, but I'm watching. I'm like, why is Powell going to the line? First of all, when he said count it, I was like, count what? Like, thought he called a charge. But, yeah, I don't know.
Huh.
And then they had, that play, because I didn't know what happened, they had a situation. Oh, Ramsey said there was a technical foul on that play, I believe, as well. Because I was wondering as well, they had nobody on the lane line. Well, this was even more bizarre. So they had nobody on the lane line for the first Powell free throw. And I was like, what? So I was like, is it a – I don't know. Is it just one shot in the ball? Like, what's going on? But then one guy from France got on the lane line. So imagine if it was a technical – and everybody's supposed to be back behind the three-point line, but one guy's able to stand there. It's like, wait, what? Just
keep him company?
I was confused, boy.
So, okay. Don't bring stuff to the air anymore that you watch with the sound down, because I have so many questions.
Sal in the Matthews Mattress Chatty House says, apparently it's because the ball left his hands before. Really weird rule. It's even more weird because Powell gets to shoot free throws on that. That was supposed to be all. That's what really got me. The fact that it counted, that makes sense. And maybe that's an international thing. It makes sense that if you let go of the ball before the charge, maybe, you know, an international play, the shot can go through. Or if it even goes through before the charge.
Mm-hmm.
I don't necessarily, like, it's different. I don't know if I agree with it, but I understand that. Mm-hmm. Powell shooting the free throws, that's what threw me for a tailspin. I was like, wait, what? Don't get that.
Okay.
And it only came up because I saw KD just shoot a free throw with nobody on the lane line. And I had to wonder. I was like, well, what happened here?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.